Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's hour number two.
Been a busy day. Thought we were talking football today.
We were. You got the NFL trade deadline at 4 o'clock. We already have one move. Adam Schefter reporting. TJ Hockenson traded to the Vikings from the Lions. Yes, in the division. Oh. And Bart hates it. But if you're a Vikings fan, you got to love it. Adding another weapon to that offense. But we just got a Woj bomb right in the middle of all this NFL stuff and all the breaking news on the NFL side. A Woj bomb. Yes. Steve Nash out as Nets coach. They won last night, by the way. They did hold off.
Almost blew a 20-point lead.
They did blow it. He was tied. But the Nets have moved on from Steve Nash. Now, Woj is saying he was fired. The Nets are saying that they've kind of both moved on, mutual between them. And statements already out. So Sean Marks, the general manager of the Nets, saying that we want to thank Steve. All the typical stuff, thanking him for everything he brought to the franchise and all that.
For what?
Since becoming head coach, this is the interesting line here. Since becoming head coach, Steve was faced with a number of unprecedented challenges, and we're sincerely grateful for his leadership, patience, and humility throughout his tenure. Personally, this was immensely difficult decision. However, to much deliberation and evaluation of how the season has begun, we agreed a change is necessary at this time. So keep in mind that Kyrie said they didn't need a coach. And Kyrie has been a lot to deal with for any head coach. And for Nash, clearly it was enough, even after a win last night. They play tonight against the Bulls. Jacques Vaughn is going to be they're calling him acting head coach, which suggests they might be looking in another direction for a head coach. Nash put out a statement just saying, you know, thanking Joe and Clara Tsai, the owners, and Sean Marks for the opportunity. He said it was an amazing experience with many challenges that I'm incredibly grateful for. Pleasure to work with the players and everything else that he said here. And then the fans, he was thankful to them. But, you know, went out classy. Didn't really say too much about it, but I'm sure once interviewed, we'll get to figure out what exactly is going on in his head. I mean, this guy's a two-time MVP. He's one of the great players in the history of the NBA. And he's never coached before, and he went into a situation with two stars.
His friends.
Marks and he are very close. Mm. And he takes this job, and the expectation was they fire Kenny Atkinson. They don't want to have a real head coach. They wanted to have sort of, like you said, friends, right? And what an absolute failure this has been. Now, where do they go from here? But the Kyrie stuff, which we were going to get to eventually in the show, the Kyrie stuff, once again, is a lightning rod that takes away from any attention of what they're doing on the basketball court, which, by the way, up until last night, was not good. But
they're both averaging 30.
Now, you see their record, right? They're 2-5.
Better than the Lakers.
What are you saying? Better than the Lakers doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
They both stink. They're a disaster. This is a
I want Mark Jackson. Mark Jackson. Bring the New York guy to talk to the New York, New Jersey point guard, and let's get this thing turned around. Mark Jackson, Van Gundy, assistant coach like they was going to do it before.
Bart.
Let's go. Off the booth. Bang.
Bart.
Bang.
Bart.
Bang. Cold-blooded.
Should this franchise continue with Kyrie Irving?
He's on a one-year deal. He's gone next year anyway.
Yeah, but
if you can trade him, they'll trade him. He's averaging 30.
And nobody trading for him.
A one-year rental, I bet you they would.
Nobody.
A one-year rental?
Nobody.
A one-year rental. They wouldn't trade for Kyrie if your point guard is struggling or go down.
There's nobody trading for
him. Okay, okay,
okay. Nobody.
Okay. They might get the Lakers 24. Lakers might get a pickup. Averaging 30.
They would have to take Russell Westbrook back. You understand right? Which they would not do.
Why?
Kevin Durant is there. Like, you're not doing that. You're not doing that.
Kevin Durant might not be there. At the end of the year.
He's definitely there for now.
He might, but December he might not be there.
We'll need to get Woj here because I need to get explanations on this and then where they go from here. So we're trying to get – we're efforting Woj right now.
Hey, did you know Awuzie got hurt?
He did. Hang on. He did tweet that expect the Nets to inquire with the Celtics about Ime Udoka.
Bringing him back?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to go
with – Quinn Snyder, who, remember, he was with Utah. He's not there anymore. So – he said, and Woj is saying that Boston would let Udoka leave for another job.
They hope he would take another job. But who's that going to keep? They're going to keep KD around?
Is that really the best thing for the Nets to do with everything going on?
Yeah, bring that dude back.
Everything going on around them right now?
You don't.
That's the thing to do?
You don't reward their behavior. You don't reward bad behavior.
They clearly would, though. And I mean, just think about this. Like, Woj is saying that, and if you're is that your move? A guy that did something so egregious, a franchise that just went to the finals said, you're out for the year. And you're like, we'll take him. This is after your starting point guard embroiled in controversy once again, and then defiantly pushing back on any criticism for him posting and promoting things. Like, this is what we're doing? Wow.
Desperate times.
You said Mark Jackson. His name has not come up.
I don't know why.
Instead, Woj is saying Udoka. Now Quinn Snyder. Quinn Snyder is a great coach who there's no way Kyrie would play for. No way. Because Quinn Snyder demands you actually practice and watch film and prepare. And if you watch the Nets, you know there's very little prepare going on with that team. They play off skill. They play off skill. That's why it doesn't work.
Quinn Snyder would come in and understand that he had to deal with Kyrie for a year. He'll be gone. He'll be happy to get a job.
Well, I'm not saying that Quinn Snyder wouldn't want it.
Okay.
I'm just saying that you would just – it's more oil and water. It doesn't work.
At least that guy knows how to make adjustments and actually coach. Steve Nash didn't know what the hell he was doing.
And that's – on the fair side of things, because first of all, if you watch Steve Nash throughout the start of this season, the first seven games, even with the win, he looked miserable. And then after games, having to answer stuff and all that stuff, you could see he's just trying to positive spin everything because that's his personality. But last year, you could see in the playoffs, he was getting run out of the gym, coached,
circles,
outcoached. Yeah. You just knew this was over his head. This wasn't for him. But then add all this other stuff, him having to deal with Kyrie refusing to get the vaccination, right? So you didn't have this player for half your season. And then this season, with all the drama going into it, where both players didn't want Nash back. Let me repeat this. Both guys didn't want him back. But they decided we're going to start the season with everybody back and we're going to figure it out. And it lasted seven games. And he's out. So once again, by the way, by making this move, you're empowering the player you didn't want. But you got to admit, it's a serious problem. And now you're going to bring in a coach? Like, you try to or consider bringing in a coach who the team that he took to the finals said, we cannot accept this. You are not playing. You're not going to coach our team this year. That's how bad whatever he did was to them. But you're going to bring him in now and add that to this?
He can do it to us.
Yeah, but you know what? He might.
Nah, but now
how do you know he didn't, by the way?
But now you know he got a problem. So now you put that in the contract. Would that be shameful that he did all that and then he's coaching?
Isn't this
within the first month?
It's not a toxic job right now with Kyrie there and knowing that Kyrie is definitely –
but he knows Kyrie.
Kyrie's
knows
in
him.
Charge.
They respect
of
him.
Of course he knows
they respect, him. They respect him, though.
You don't think this is a toxic job?
Wouldn't bring my girlfriend around, though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Of course it's toxic. This whole situation is toxic.
Come on.
But this is what you signed up for. When you make a deal with Kyrie, craziness happens.
How much do you think Nash ran away from this job?
Yeah.
100% was like, I ain't doing
this. He's like, I can't do this. I'm about to go relax and go, okay, this has got my blood pressure all up.
Like, this can't
be throughout the game the other
seven
day.
Games in, and we're like, yeah, you've got to go. This is definitely like him going to Mark's, like, I've had it with this. I'm out of here.
And then dealing with the Ben Simmons situation. Like, man, you know, like,
I didn't even think about that.
Bro.
He's already hurt.
Dude, back hurt. I got to talk to him in positive words. I got to get him.
I totally forgot about that part of this.
I got to get him nice words. I can't yell at him. Like, come on, man.
Oh, my God.
I can't raise my voice past decimal four.
This is.
It's going dark in here. I'm going to put my hood on. B-Rabbit style.
This is wild. You know, this is wild. This guy, I can't coach this team anymore. I'm out of here. Let's go to the guy that is suspended. Let's bring him back. And you keep empowering Kyrie Irving, by the way. Continue to empower this guy. Keep giving him what he wants.
30.
How's that going to work out for you as a franchise? How's it working out for you so far?
He's averaging 30.
My God. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We're going to bring in Dan Graziano in a couple seconds here to get back into the NFL conversation because it is trade deadline day. Already one move that Bart needs explanation for. And maybe some more coming before we get to 4 o'clock. But first, let me tell you about LinkedIn, because these days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Creating a job post, a free job post at LinkedIn Jobs is simple, easy, takes just minutes, and then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Bart. LinkedIn.com/Bart to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. I don't know, maybe the Nets go to LinkedIn to find their next head coach.
Mark Jackson.
That's what Bart would like to see, but.
You can't bring Adogo back. Could you imagine if they brought Adogo back after what he did in Boston? You know what I'm saying? He's on suspension, and then you hire him.
Riddell's around the corner.
Dan's looking at you like, am I here to talk NFL?
The Brooklyn Nets.
Dan is an insider to the inside. He's seen dysfunction at levels we have never seen before.
The Nets? Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get into your expertise. Your phone is probably, what's the percentage right now on your battery?
It's low. It's not as high as I'd like it to be.
Yeah. Busy day today.
Yeah, I should probably keep it on a charger.
So can you explain to Bart?
No.
Or try to at least, because
not about the Nets, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because that's a no.
He's beside himself with this TJ Hawkinson trade. He's mad at the Lions for making this deal in the division,
right.
One, but also because he thinks he's young, still under contract, obviously a rookie deal. Like, he doesn't understand why they would move on from TJ Hawkinson. Do you have any insight on this?
They pick up a second round pick. Yeah. I mean, look, this is. The league's all about quarterback. The Lions may need one next offseason. Now they got two firsts, two seconds. That's the kind of stuff that helps you move around in the draft if you need to. Not right now. They're like, they could be picking one.
Right.
But obviously, they hope not. Look, he has 1 year left. It's the fifth-year option year, so he's like $9.5 million next year. They obviously decided they weren't going to sign him long-term, so might as well get something. I don't know why they wouldn't sign him long-term, but... that's the decision they made, and that's what they're going with.
My dad, once again, has to suffer. Like, he hasn't had a good Thanksgiving meal without acid reflux, his gout flaring up, since the Lions, they play on Thanksgiving. Lions, he can never digest his food.
Because it's always over by then.
Yeah, you're thinking Jameson Williams coming back.
Yeah.
T.J. Hockenson.
Yeah.
St. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Swift.
Yeah.
Young dynamic duel. And whoever they get – to play quarterback next year,
mm-hmm.
as Goff can kind of graduate and they can get a defense, because they're averaging 38 points. He's part of the reason at home they average 38 points.
They must have really liked that second round pick. It's not even going to be a good pick. The Vikings have a great record.
He was number eight.
So clearly you really can't make sense of this.
Front office, different coaching staff. Whatever it is, he didn't fit they want to do long term.
So when you saw it, you were a little bit surprised by this.
Well, you'd heard his name out there a little bit as something, but I mean, I just question the return. I mean, you're basically moving up two rounds, right? Because they're sending a fourth rounder this year in exchange for the
second rounder.
Excuse me, second rounder. So it's not just, I don't know. It just doesn't seem to be a whole lot. I like it a lot for the Vikings.
Yeah, Fleece. Yeah, I mean, this is an arms race. And where does this put the Vikings, right? We've watched San Francisco with CMC.
Yeah.
Then we watched Raekwon Smith with Philly, and you know, it's crazy, right? Because you saw Minnesota went up against Philly earlier this year, and almost like Kansas City going against the Bills, they knew, man, like if we play this game 10 times, they might beat us 8. And I feel like Minnesota knew that, hey, we aren't good enough to beat this Philadelphia team.
Minnesota,
maybe now they are.
They're like almost all their wins have been close, right? One possession games other than one. Oddly enough, against the Packers week one, that they knew before the rest of us about the Packers. They had a role in mind this year for Irv Smith in the offense that hasn't really come to fruition. He's had trouble staying on the field. He's hurt again now, sprained his ankle. So they obviously, it's an upgrade for them at a position that they had some plans for,
right,
in addition to what they're getting from Justin Jefferson, what they're still getting from Adam Thielen, KJ Osborne, Dalvin Cook. Minnesota's good. I mean, you know, the record is the record. You can talk about winning close games and how that evens out over time, but it doesn't even out over time if you keep making your team better, and this is going to do that.
Where does this put them in the NFC, right? Mm. If you had to power rank your NFC teams right now, does this elevate them?
I like the Eagles and Cowboys at the top of the NFC. I think you got to – I mean, are the Seahawks for real?
San Francisco's for real.
San Francisco, but they're 500.
It don't matter.
They're just so – I mean, average at the most important position. Like, I guess Minnesota, you say the same thing. But I mean, yeah, I think they're in that conversation, right, for third best team in the conference behind what I think are the top two right now in Philly and Dallas. So, you know, they're there
with –
one
of those are going to be a wild card, right?
San Francisco, Seattle. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, and whereas, you know, Niners and Vikings could end up winning the division with their divisions. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm interested to see the Niners. Boy, they.
So there have been a lot of trades coming into this trade deadline already,
yeah,
even before this day.
I'm
and you're talking about the Niners. You know, Christian McCaffrey was one of those wow trades that happened. And, you know, that's something that also, you know, shakes up things, what you expect in the NFC, as we're talking with Dan Graziano. What more, I mean, are you getting any indications of other moves? Like, is this going to be a little bit of a frenzy before 4 o'clock? Is there going to be some moves? No,
I think there might be a couple more moves, but I don't think a frenzy. I mean, there's already been
little moves.
That's what I mean. It feels like it's
five
been a frenzy
or six
for days
over the last couple of weeks. Yeah. And that's tends to be how this goes. This NFL trade deadline. I would think there'd be a couple more moves. Interested to see what the Broncos do with Bradley Chubb. Are they going to get what they're asking for, which is a first round pick and more? If they don't, then I think they turn their attention to trying to sign him long term.
Okay.
So we'll see if somebody wants to stretch out for an edge rusher. Miami's been involved, the Rams, maybe Tennessee. I'm curious to see if Tampa Bay jumps in with the Shaq Leonard injury, but I haven't heard anything to indicate that they have. So we'll see. Brandon Cooks, everybody's got their eye on Brandon Cooks.
Always.
So he's been traded
every
more
year,
first-round picks than any player in the history of football.
And they're not going to get a one for him this time because he's got $18 million guaranteed next year.
Yeah.
So. I think if you're Houston and you want to move him, you're going to have to eat some of that money to get anything that's going to make it worth moving him. So we'll see if they're willing to do that. What else? Everybody wants to know about Kareem Hunt. I'm not buying that. I think he's stuck unless they just decide to dump him, but I don't think they want to dump him. They won last night. They got a quarterback upgrade coming here in a couple of weeks. I think they don't want to give up just yet, and they like him as a player. And if he leaves as a free agent, they'll probably get like a fourth-round compensatory pick for him. So if you don't give him a fourth-rounder, then why would they do it? So, yeah.
So I guess what I really want to ask you, what did this previous week do to the moves that won't be made? Right? What did Denver? What did Denver winning in London? How did that change? And what did Cleveland
winning last
night change? Because Conklin, Kareem Hunt was guys that we had heard rumbles about, and you know Chubb and Judy was
Judy
two
and,
players,
and
players
Hamler.
That we were talking about.
I don't think much changed. What we were being told about Denver was they didn't want to trade the young receivers, and that's still true. Chubb, they'll listen on because they have a young guy coming up at that position that they like, the third-round pick from last year. And, you know, with Chubb, it's going to cost a lot. I mean, the edge rushers cost a lot to sign. They just committed a lot to quarterback, obviously, and they have a lot committed to the wide receiver position as well, contract-wise. So if you can get enough to justify moving on from Chubb, you'll do it. So they'll keep their ears open between now and 4 o'clock, and if they don't get what they think he's worth in trade, then they'll try and sign him. So that didn't change based on them winning in London. And I think last night, Cleveland winning last night, I don't think it changed their opinion on Kareem Hunt. I think that he's wanted out since the summer. They didn't want to move him. Now they're open to it, but they have to get something that makes it worth their while.
Two Jet questions.
Hmm.
Will Elijah Moore be moved?
No, they say no. They've been clear on that.
Okay. And with Awuzie going down with the Bengals, where maybe Bryce Hall
they would like
somebody that they can trade because he was a good starter that played well against Cincinnati last year when they beat him.
Yeah.
Would Bryce Hall be something that they can trade and be able to get something back in return?
He's a player that a lot of teams have known for a while is available. So, I mean, you know, it gets to the question of scheme fit and what certain coaches like and what they don't like at that position. So if he's a fit for somebody, he's definitely a guy that can be had because the Jets really aren't using him.
Dan, how about the Lakers? So who should, as we started the conversation off on NBA.
Should they go and get Udoka?
right. Maybe they should go. They should make a trade for Bradley Chubb. Who knows? All right, so you don't expect it to be a frenzy, but there could be some moves still to be made. There
are look, Hockenson was a surprise. I mean, you'd heard his name dangled a little bit, but that's a surprise move, that especially in the division.
Are the Packers a team that you say if anybody's feeling pressure to make a move, them?
Yeah, but you know the Packers operate the way they operate, right? And so they don't like to part with picks. And honestly, like if you're assessing it objectively,
can
like
anybody help them?
It might not be that great. They might need those picks, right?
So, good point.
Yeah, like a go for it move when if there was a move that the Packers convinced themselves was the one that would put them in the Super Bowl, they'd make it. But I don't know if that move's out there.
Yeah.
And if even if it is, it would cost an awful lot, and they're not usually comfortable making trades. So yeah,
could they be sellers?
I think who do they have that you'd want?
Preston Smith.
Yeah, all right.
Poor
I
man's
see
pass
that.
Rusher. He's in like the fourth year of his deal.
I don't think they can be sellers with Aaron Rodgers right now, where he's in his career and what they have committed to him contractually. I think that would be a major surprise to see them do a white flag move on the season. If they add a receiver, maybe it's one of these sort of lower level guys
Denzel
like a Kendrick
Mims.
Bourne or see Mims, right? Like he plays for LaFleur's brother, like he knows the offense, right? Like he can come right in. Cedric Wilson in Miami is a guy that that can be had. They need bodies at the position, all the injuries they're having there. So, yeah, we'll see. But it seems like the Packers always dance around it and then never do it.
All right, checking his phone, Dan Graziano.
So nothing on Kyrie.
Making sure he doesn't miss
it. We're going to let him get back to it.
I got a lot to say on Kyrie, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's time to go to break anyway. Dan, great stuff as always. Thanks so much. We'll be following on Twitter. See if anything else that happens. Coming up.
Thank you, Dan.
We do Blitz or Prevent, and when we do that, we ask the question about Zach Wilson. What do the Jets do? Do they sit him, or do they play him and deal with, of course, the growing pains? We'll discuss. It's Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, and watch us on the ESPN app.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Han.
So, yes, today is NFL trade deadline, but we had breaking news in the NFL. What are you? I can't even. You see what he. All right. Let's go to the three shot here because Nick Friedell is joining us in studio, ESPN NBA reporter. And Bart just...
Oh, his day just got more exciting.
Bart just likes to bum rush everything that we do here. I have to say this real quick, though. We want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices. Excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, so Nick, as we have breaking news on the NBA side of things, as Woj reporting, now it doesn't need to be reported now. It's
official. How's your day going?
The Nets and Steve Nash have parted ways after a win last night, seven games into the season. Nick, you're around the Nets every day. You were there last night. Did this come as a surprise to you?
Not at all. Because, Alan, I actually walked out of Barclays with Steve last night. I had gone to tape something for SportsCenter in the morning, and I was coming down the hallway, and he was carrying one of his daughters in his arms. And we were laughing at just the absurdity of not only the last couple of days, but all of it. Every day is a mess, really, yes. in Nets world. But thinking back on that conversation now, since January, since I got to the beat, Steve just looks so tired of all the BS. It was constant. And increasingly in the last few days, he was sitting up there as the face of the franchise day by day, and I think he was just kind of done with it all. So there is nobody in that Nets organization right now who can be surprised that this is the decision that has been made on both sides, because I think everybody realized the change was probably going to come. The only surprise to me, guys, is that it came after they actually won, appeared to, for the day or night being, get back on track.
Yeah.
And they have a game tonight. It was
play the Bulls tonight.
It was odd timing, but not a surprise in any way.
Yeah.
For all our listeners out there that may not know, the latest controversy is, you know, Kyrie Irving promoting an anti-Semitic documentary, which he's facing a lot of backlash. We had some members of the Jewish community yesterday wearing some T-shirts. And is this just the straw that broke the camel's back? It's just like, I didn't sign up for this. I love basketball. I didn't sign up for all these things that's outside of that, and I have to be put in front of all this and have to be the spokesman for an organization for the actions of a young man that's just worn me out.
I think it goes deeper than just this specific Kyrie incident, Bart, but all of it played a role. No question.
I'm sorry.
But I can't stress to you guys enough how little fun internally for the Nets it has been since probably going back to January. Everybody, Nash on down, would walk into those arenas some days, and you'd see him at shoot rounds, or you'd see him before a game, and there's just this look of, ugh, I can't believe we're in this again. And Bart, I think it's a really good point, because it was never just basketball. If it was just basketball for Steve Nash, who made his career out of working his way through different things and outworking everybody in his path, everything would have been great. But it was never just about that.
Yeah. We're talking with Nick Friedell. The latest with the Nets is that Steve Nash is out as coach. But meanwhile, it is NFL trade deadline day. So if you just give me a second here, some breaking news.
Man,
trades. Yeah, no more trades happening. We want to get
fire?
In. Field Yates reporting the Bears are trading for Chase Claypool from the Steelers. Yeah, look at your face. I feel the same way. Like, what?
So you get rid of your you get rid of your generational middle linebacker, and you go, well, listen.
They're trying to help out.
Okay. So Justin Fields looked better the last couple of weeks, and now they're going to give him a weapon. What's the compensation?
I didn't get all those details, but I'm just giving Field Yates the credit. We said every time we get a deal, we'll get it out there as fast as we can, but we still stay on this conversation. We'll break it all down. We'll get more information as it comes along. But is it a basketball question? Because we had Graziano in here, and we asked him a basketball question.
No, it is. Speaking of deals, does Kyrie make it past the trade deadline?
Well, that was my next question, too, is shouldn't he be the next to go? Now.
I have been around this team every day since January, and there is no better time for the Nets to press the button than right now.
Press the button meaning
full-scale everybody.
Durant, too,
because Kevin's not going to want to be there. If Kyrie
no chance
isn't
to win.
There.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so if you decide whether it's trading Kyrie and Bart, the problem is after what's occurred in the last couple days, I'm not sure there are a lot of teams that want to roll the dice and make that
I can
happen.
Think of one.
Maybe. But as far as that is concerned, if the Nets were to make a move and Kyrie's gone, Kevin Durant doesn't want to be here because he knows that they can't win. Ben Simmons, and this is a huge part of a larger conversation with the Nets, he's been terrible.
Yeah.
He just hasn't been good. So if you're looking at ways to kind of break this up, this is a really good moment in time to sit down, Joe Tsai, Sean Marks, and acknowledge this isn't the way it was supposed to be. It's not working the way it's currently constructed. Why not just take the time to say, let's start over and let's start a new page with a new coach, with a group that we will try to rebuild into the group that thinks that it can get back to title contention.
The weird thing is they actually have some pretty nice pieces aside, obviously, the two big names that are on this team. And Ben Simmons looks like he really doesn't want to play basketball anymore, which is kind of sad too. But, Nick, one thing that Woj was putting out there as well, which really caught my attention, because it's kind of the opposite of the idea of let's get rid of the negativity and start fresh, right? And that would be getting Kyrie out of there. Who's last year they were so good, then he comes back into the fold, and they have been a miserable situation ever since. But Woj is saying that among coaching candidates that they could be seeking includes Ime Udoka, who, again, was an assistant, obviously, 2 years ago, so he knows Brooklyn, but the Celtics went to the finals with him, and whatever he did was so egregious that they said, despite all the success that you have brought to this franchise, you're not coaching us at least this year, and we'll figure out if you're going to continue to coach us. Do the Nets really add that to the, you know, disaster stew they've got cooking right now?
Alan, I can only speak for myself. That would truly stun me. It would stun me if Ime is the guy right now, given all the other issues that this team is dealing with from Kyrie on down. If they went out and they were like, all right, Ime Udoka, you're our guy to plug into the mess that's already been created, that would shock me, because this organization is trying so hard to kind of shift the narrative that that things are good and we can still be okay.
Right.
And if that were the move after this, I would be.
That's your response.
But
go that direction.
But is Ime Udoka the only one who can get the ear and maybe the hearts of this current roster when you think about the respect that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving have for him? Maybe he can get this team playing defense, playing with effort, and come in with instant credibility. You're talking about trying to get a new coach in the beginning of the season. Ime is probably the only person. I know what the optics look like on the outside. But if he came in, wouldn't he get the respect of those two players, which is the most important, because as they go, so will this team. And maybe he can get them to buy in to maybe they can do something.
Well, this is where I would say I don't care if you brought in Ime or Phil Jackson or anybody else, I don't think it matters. I don't think there is a coach right now that can wave the magic wand and go, oh, everything is good. And what I would say is that all makes a lot of sense, and I know that Ime has a ton of respect throughout the league. The problem is that I don't think that Kevin and Kyrie are long for Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
So you would be making a move in the short term that has nothing to do with a potential fit in the next few months or next year as a last chance Hail Mary. I mean, anything's possible with the Nets,
yeah,
as I've learned since I got here. But
yeah,
the Ime thing, it would just stun me if that's the way they go.
It's a beat that just keeps you busy, doesn't it? Nick's walking in the building just to do a simple hit.
Drink some Red Bulls.
He gets to the elevator and his phone.
Drink some Red Bulls.
His phone just blows up on him like, oh, wow, this just happened. So we had to bring him in. We appreciate you giving us just a few minutes to discuss the latest on that. So Nick Friedell, we'll have the latest. Stay with him, of course. Follow him on Twitter, and you'll get the latest of what the Nets are going to do going forward.
But we
do have – no, you can't. Okay. Not right now. We do have a trade deadline going on, and we do have another trade for you. Chase Claypool to the Bears for a second-round pick. More of the details of that coming up. It's Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Bart and Han.
Han Allen, Han Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Trade deadline day in the NFL. It's been a busy day in all the sports. I mean, everything's going on today. Wild one. Let's catch you up real quick. So last night we knew about Roquan Smith going from the Bears to the Ravens. Bart loved that deal. Then at the start of the show, TJ Hockenson going from the Lions to the Vikings.
Yep.
That's a great deal for the Vikings, who lost Irv Smith Jr. They're going to lose him for 8 to 10 weeks. So you needed a tight end. They got one, and they got a really good one and a young one. Bart didn't like that deal. And then Steve Nash and the Nets. Not NFL-related, but big news. Steve Nash and the Nets part ways. So there's that story going on. And then, as we're talking about Steve Nash and the Nets, Chase Claypool traded from Pittsburgh to the Bears for a second-round pick. Hmm. How does this all connect?
Well, it's a second-round pick that they got from the Ravens just yesterday from Raekwon Smith. So that just tells you, hey, they didn't want to spend the money to pay Raekwon Smith. And what they're trying to do is finally, I think that this regime has bought in the last couple of weeks
Justin Fields
is a legitimate playmaker. I mean, he put up 30 points against Dallas last week. And you talk about now giving him Chase Claypool, gives him a big body, a guy who had kind of fell out of favor in Pittsburgh. You know, that's why they went out and got George Pickens, and they went out and they got Deontay Johnson. And he's kind of been not playing at a high level since his first year. Remember, after his first year, he was almost close to 1,000 yards. We thought he was the second coming of somebody that was going to play well. So now Justin Fields has his big body, big receiver that can have a huge catch radius. He played at Notre Dame, right? He's a big 6'4 receiver, physical. They already have Mooney. So they basically just swapped out Claypool for Raekwon Smith. And remember, the Bears going to have $100 million of salary cap space next year, but they don't have to spend any of that on Justin Fields as he's only in his second year. So now, in a short order, they're going to have draft capital and plenty of money. Mm-hmm. Now their only job is to convince other people that, hey, you can come. Continue to shore up the offensive line. And
which
now you
big.
Have a receiver that you can build around. And their two running backs are big time. I mean, they ran the ball up and down the Patriots' throat.
Yeah. No. That is interesting what's happening in Chicago. And that's what you want to do is first and foremost. So at a trade deadline like this, you might say, well, what are you making a trade for in season? This is not going to make you a playoff team or a contender. But what it does is, okay, this guy's available. Let's get him while we can.
And Pittsburgh couldn't pass up for a second-round draft.
Exactly. I mean, so now you add a piece that you continue to build forward, and you continue to start building excitement about what you've got in Chicago. More calls in 10 seconds. Stay with us.
Bart and Han.
Hi, it's Bart and Han, Allen Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got your calls. We'll get to them. It's trade deadline day. Man, it's been busy. It's been a busy day, Bart. Yeah. So while we were talking to Nick Friedell about all the Nets madness, as the trade went down, as we told you, and we told you we'd keep you up on things, so stay with us, of course. You don't want to change the channel now because it has been a very busy trade deadline day. 4 o'clock is the deadline for the NFL trade deadline, and we had one last night. We had two today so far, and the two today have been very interesting. TJ Hockenson from the Lions to the Vikings, and Irv Smith Jr. from the Vikings, the tight end that they have, they're going to lose him for 8 to 10 weeks, according to Shefty. Because of a high ankle sprain. So they needed a tight end. They went out and they got one. A good one in division. And then Chase Claypool traded from the Steelers to the Chicago Bears.
Came out of nowhere.
And that's one, too. That another eyebrow-raising kind of deal. And we still have a little over two hours to go.
I'm sure they didn't want to move him, but you can't pass up for a second.
Get a second-round pick for
second,
him?
Second. I mean, that's Breece Hall. I mean, that's Alshon Jeffries. That's a top-notch offensive lineman. They need to start building around Kenny Pickett, and they had a luxury at the receiver position because of George Pickens from Georgia and also Deontay Johnson, who is their number one. And they got Faramuth, so they already have their skill guys.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So what do you want to see your teams do at the trade deadline? What do you think of things so far? We go to Hawthorne, talk to Anthony. Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, Bart, I wanted to ask you about my Ravens. I love the Roquan Smith trade. I think it's huge for the Baltimore defense. Yes. I don't think people realize how big that's going to be for us. But I don't want to sound greedy here, but, I mean, please change my mind. I really think the Ravens need to go out and get a wide receiver. If they're going to keep up with some of these teams in the playoffs in the AFC, I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, I definitely believe that, especially Bateman's going to be out for 3 games. They're still hoping that his life in DeSean Jackson's legs, and just not that they expect him to be anything that he's been before, but simply somebody that can stretch the field, because they missed that with Hollywood Brown. So guys like Duvernay can work in between the hashes. Guys like Andrews can work between the hashes. But I don't know, outside of a guy like Darius Slayton from the Giants, I don't know who has guys that's just available. You know, you look at the guy, Marquise Godwin out there in Seattle, but Seattle's winning now, so they need a speedster to open this thing up to allow their other receivers to work. Maybe, the Ravens are saying, listen, we can win with the receivers we have if we just get gritty and be able to stop people and hold him down to under 17 points. With Raekwon Smith, now it allows Patrick Queen to be able to be out there. So now you can have these light boxes.
Right.
We have two really good linebackers, and now you can have 5 DBs out there and still be able to stop the run. And that's really what they're doing. They got 2 guys off of the pup list that's activated now, and that should help. Bowser's coming, so that's going to give you more depth, and also Ajobu.
And that changes things, the outlook in the AFC, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the Ravens was always the third or fourth best team.
Last night's game also did stuff in that division as well, because you thought, oh, maybe the Cincinnati Bengals are getting it right. Maybe they're heading in the right direction. They lose Jamar Chase now for a couple of weeks with the hip issue. And then their offensive line issues showed out once again last night. And the Browns get even with their record at 4-4 and still have Deshaun Watson showing up in a couple of weeks to take over. And who knows where that's going to take things. So that division gets interesting once again. But Bart, I'll tell you what, I have a question about the Chase Claypool trade and a team that could use him that didn't get him in that same division. We've got a lot to discuss on NFL Deadline Day next.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.